97.7.
When you're gonna turn on the radio, you gotta listen to Devil Radio 92.7.
In this dirty old part of the city.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on our last subject. Pointed out that something like 8% of the people in this country who got the Pfizer-Moderna vaccine refused to get the second shot. And 43% of Republicans say they won't take it at all, any vaccine. Another 20% of people say, well, I may take it, maybe this fall, maybe if I have to for work. We cannot possibly get to herd immunity that way. Herd immunity is 80% vaccinated. Right now, we're well under 50%. People are not doing it. And I said, what would help, if Donald Trump were to do a PSA, public service announcement, saying, I got the vaccine, you should too. When pigs fly, he's not going to do that. He did get the vaccine. He was quite sneaky about it. He got it in the dark, in private, and didn't tell anybody. Be nice if Kevin McCarthy and Moscow Mitch did it. And a lot of the other sociopaths in the Republican leadership, but they won't do it. Liz Cheney will do it. She's terrific. Mitt Romney would do it. But they are divided. But a little closer to home, Ron Johnson. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. Ron Johnson, our Ron Johnson. Not really our Ron Johnson, but he's our senator. He is not getting the vaccine. He had COVID. He said, that's good enough. Well, that's not good enough. Dr. Fauci and all of them say, just because you had it, you still need the vaccine to not get it again or to stop spreading it yourself. He won't get it. He won't do a PSA, public service announcement, going, I'm Ron Johnson. I got the vaccine. You should too. Because he didn't get the vaccine, and he doesn't think you should. He came out the other day and said that only the vulnerable should get it. This is the scientist Ron Johnson, the vulnerable, as defined by him. You know, somebody on life supports maybe should get it. It's too late, Ron. Well, he came out with something yesterday that blows me away. He attacked the use of masks. He said, they're ridiculous. Don't wear them. I don't wear them. You know, something odd is going on in the Republican Party. That's obvious. But when you attack the use of masks, not only do Republican and Democratic epidemiologists and other scientists say you should use them, and not only are Republican governors around the country mandating them, Governor DeWine of Ohio, it's a big state, big Republican party, he's a Republican, wants masks. Here in our state, Robin Voss wears a mask. In fact, when he voted in April 2020, he showed up, I think, in a hazmat suit. He looked like he was on the space station. He was so afraid of the virus. And he sat down, pretended to do something, and left. Republican donors wear masks. The Republican leadership wears masks. But they say to their base, don't you wear it. It's very sneaky. They're sacrificing their base, and their base are using that as some kind of a badge of honor. To attack masks and vaccines is simply to say that the people that listen to me are going to die in larger numbers, they're going to get infected in larger numbers, and they're going to spread a communicable disease in larger numbers. We can't continue to have Ron Johnson representing the state. He hasn't said he won't run again. He keeps taking polls, keeps sniffing, sniffs all over the place. And he's doubling down, and he thinks that if he gets down with the QAnon right to the point where you can't outmaneuver him to the right of the QAnon right, then he'll at least get nominated. And then it's Katie bar the door. Who knows? The Democrat is weak, makes a mistake. Maybe he can sneak in. You can spend six more years injuring the state and the country. That's what's happening. It's very sad. It's very dangerous. And call him up. He won't come to a public event. He will not return your calls personally. And a lot of times when you call, it's busy. Or the message machine is all clogged up. But occasionally you get through. Maybe you get a staffer. Keep doing it. Saying, you don't represent Wisconsin. Get out of here. Do not run for re-election. You are embarrassing us. You are embarrassing us. And he's not the only one who's embarrassing us. Remember, Tony Evers put in a mask mandate. And he put in capacity limits, social distance, all that good stuff. Voss attacked it, even though he is more afraid of the virus than anybody and wears a hazmat suit. And four justices of Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld it. And they said, the governor can't put that in. Governor Ohio can put it in. Governor of Maryland can put it in. They're both Republicans. Evers a Democrat. That's the difference. Governor of Massachusetts, a Republican, believe it or not, can put it in. The governor of Vermont, believe it or not, a Republican do it. But not the Democratic governor of Wisconsin. What, Wisconsin people don't deserve to be protected? The other very sad thing is there was an article on the news the other night. I think it was in Rhode Island. And a clerk comes up to a guy, a 16-year-old stock boy, comes up to a customer and says, sir, you have to wear a mask. The guy punched him. And this is a grown man. Punched him, took him, and threw him in. 16-year-old boy, a small boy, threw him into a bunch of boxes. Took a look at the guy. The guy that did it had a spider web tattooed on his forehead, and he had a cross tattooed between his eyes, the top of his nose. He was a very, very mean-looking guy. Now, let me tell you something. What our Supreme Court didn't take into account, and what the Republicans are not taking into account, or maybe they are and don't care, is that when you put in a mask mandate, you give protection to 16-year-old clerks and elderly women who work as retail clerks to go up to sir and say, excuse me, sir, you're required to wear a mask. If they can say it is the law, then they're passing it off on the governor or on the legislature. They're less likely to be punched. The guy may go, F the law. Sure, he may do something like that. And then you let the management know and he's escorted out. But if you go up to him and can't say it's the law, and it's a 16-year-old guy, little kid, telling a very vicious-looking grown man, or what, a 60-year-old woman is going to walk up to a guy, 25 or 30-year-old guy, say, wear a mask. A lot of these people have very, very deep-seated neuroses. They have neuroses about being challenged, about being challenged by younger people, kids, women, and all that. And they injure them. In Michigan, the guy shot somebody. He told him to wear a mask. He pulls out a gun and shoots him. That's what our gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature has done. And that's what our Supreme Court has done. And it's very dangerous, and it is very wrong. Very, very wrong. Big piece of breaking news in the last couple of days. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, has launched an investigation of the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department. Remember, that's where Breonna Taylor was gunned down in her own place, her own house, her own apartment. She was asleep in bed. Bam, and she gets shot. No-knock warrant. It's a very, very bad police culture down there, as it is a lot of other places in the country. And I took a look at Merrick Garland's statement. It was a magnificent statement. He said, look, policemen have a very difficult job. We stand with the police. But part of this is police morale. The vast majority of good policemen are being unfairly tarred with this kind of thing. And there are occasional rotten apples, and we're going to go in and look for them. And it turns out that in Louisville, there are allegations that the police rough up peaceful protesters, go in and punch people in the crowd, rough them up, deter Black Lives Matter protesting, not to deter Trump protesting, Black Lives Matter protesting, that they pull people over if they just feel like it, that it's basically lawless. I think that is long overdue. Merrick Garland is now looking at Minneapolis. He's looking at Louisville. and he should look at some more. He should look at some more and make examples of them. These are civil investigations. Civil investigations. They are not criminal investigations unless they have evidence of a crime and the statute of limitations has not expired. But something has to be done. This is what Bobby Kennedy would have done if he were still Attorney General. This is what the great attorney generals would do. And Merrick Garland is exactly on the right path, exactly on the right path. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Girl, there's a better life for me and you. Somewhere, baby.